Still Waters by Nigel McCreary. Read by Glenn McCreadie. Prologue. Summer, 1944.
Granny, what are these?
Shouted Kate. Iris Pole sighed. The sun was a white-hot eye in the centre of a bright blue sky, staring at the back of her neck. Her head felt leaden, and it hurt when she moved. The prickling of sweat on her arms and back made her feel as if ants were crawling all over her skin.
"What are what, darling?"
she said for the hundredth time that morning. Putting her secateurs down, she turned away from the rose bush that she was pruning and looked over to where her granddaughter was supposed to be playing with her brothers and sisters.
These?
Kate was standing over by a shrub on the other side of the garden. It was covered in glossy leaves and small red berries. Kate was cradling a cluster of the berries in her hand.
Leave those berries alone, Iris said sharply. They're poisonous.
I know that, but what is it? Kate repeated.
It's called a Daphne,
Iris snapped, feeling spikes of pain lance through her temples with each word.
Now leave the berries alone and go back to your game.
That game is boring, Kate proclaimed with the weariness that only a six-year-old child can manage. She turned away and ran across the garden to where Iris had set out a low table for the children, covered with a white cloth. An entire toy tea set was arranged on the table.